Welcome everyone to the Microsoft How-To series. In this episode, we'll be looking at virtual machines, but Linux virtual machine, because as you know, open source is an integral part of Azure. So if we're already in our portal, and if we look at virtual machines, I currently have a few virtual machines that are running. I do have one Linux machine running here. I have a server, Windows 2012 server running here. And I've got a stopped machine here, stopped deallocated, meaning we're not paying for it anymore. And the way you deallocate a machine is by selecting it and hitting the shutdown button at the bottom of the portal. So to create a Linux virtual machine, it's pretty straightforward. We go through the portal and new compute virtual machine. And again, we have the quick create or the gallery option. So for the quick create, we're going to say my Linux VM 5. And yes, okay, that machine is available, or that name, the DNS name is available. I'm going to pick a Ubuntu server. And with an A2 machine, so you can see that it's two cores, 3.5 gigs of RAM. My username is predefined in a quick setup, so it's Azure user. Give it a password. And a region where we're going to put it, so in East US for this case, but put it wherever is closest to you. We're going to say create machines, and it's going to go out and create that machine for us to connect to in a second. While this is running, again, you're not stuck waiting there. You can start exploring the portal and see what else is possible for you. So with magic of video again, we're going to speed that up a little bit and come right back as soon as it's finished provisioning in about 8 minutes. All right, we're back. The machine is finally provisioned and running. As you can see, if I go to that virtual machine and use the dashboard to see what's going on, I get the typical information about CPU, disk, network, and memory usage. You'll see its IP address and its host name and everything else. So that machine, that Linux machine, is now ready for us to connect to. We want to connect to it using an SSH client, so you can use whatever SSH client you need. My case, I'm going to use PuTTY, so I copy the URL or the DNS name for that machine, start PuTTY, put in my DNS name in it, and open the connection. Now it's telling me that the host key is not cached. Do I want to accept it? Say yes. I'm going to log on as not sysadmin. Sysadmin was the last one we created. This is going to be Azure user and the password that we created. It's logging on to that machine, and very soon we're going to see we're going to have full control of that machine. So we can say, okay, top, we'll see what that machine, how much memory is actually running. So we've got our 3.5 gigs here and our two cores. Everything's running fine. If we want to add, so we've got complete control of that server. So if we want to add some software on it, we can do it without any issues. So install, that's a HTOP, for example. So I'll create sudo errs, my little typo here. And it'll go and install the application that we want. This is just to prove to you that we have complete control of that machine. It is running in Azure, but we're connecting using secure SSH, and everything is fine. So HTOP, now we are running that on our server in the cloud. And that is it for this session. So we've connected or created a machine using the Quick Connect. You can use the gallery to get more images in terms of Linux. You have Ubuntu, CoreOS, CentOS based, SUSE, Oracle Linux machines. There's tons of machines here, but that's not the only place where you can get open source machine. Under virtual machine, under images, you can also browse the VM Depot, which will provide you images that are created by the community. So through the gallery is machines created by either Microsoft or our partners for this different distribution. And by VM Depot are images that are created by the community that you can take advantage of and use them in your Azure free trial. So they're nice and available for free for you to explore and start using Azure to see how much benefits it can bring to your business. On that note, thank you very much, and we'll see you in the next episode.